welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Friday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast, and today we get to hear from Brother John Brown, and he'll be reading track number 102, After Death What? And I love hearing these tracks. We read them. I have some laying here, even at the production radio here, but it is just a blessing to hear them read, and I enjoy it. I know that you will, and so we'll hear track number 102 in just a few moments, but first, here's a letter from a life that's been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
Well, praise the Lord. It's good to read letters on the radio today. And I was just visiting with Brother Lamar Whittemore, pastor of Baptist Church in Watertown, South Dakota, and he does our editing. And because of the technology today, we do everything online. And some of the folks here at the Tract League have never met him, but we appreciate Brother Lamar. And he was mentioning to me today, he says, you know, those letters are so good, you need to repeat reading them. And I says, we already do it. So here's one that we received a few years ago, but it's such a blessing. So give us a listen. Dear brothers in Christ, I was a member of the Jehovah's Witness Church, but one day while walking downtown, I found this tract on the street. I picked it up, I read it, and bought a Bible, believed in the Savior, repented of my sins, got baptized, and now I walk in the light. It's been many years now. I have friends that are still Jehovah's Witness, but thankfully I have led some to the Lord. I'm sending you the tract that I found them many years ago. Do you still print it? And yes, we still print it, and we sent him a few of these tracts so he can be handing it out. Thank you for the Word of God.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel. You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org. Or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Hello, this is John Brown with the Fellowship Tract League. Today I'm going to be reading tract number 102, and it is titled, After Death, What? How many times have you looked into a casket, seen the face of the deceased, and listened to the following statements? He sure has suffered, but he is better off now. Or, she is at peace, never to suffer any more. Dear friend, if the deceased had accepted Christ as Lord and Savior and had been born again, these are correct statements. The Apostle Paul said this of Christians, therefore, we are always confident, knowing that whilst we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 6 through 8. However, if the deceased died in a lost spiritual condition, his troubles have just begun. The instant his soul leaves his body, it goes directly to hell to burn forever and ever. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Psalm chapter 9, verse 17. The Bible states that hell is a place where the worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Mark chapter 9, verse 44. Listen to the voice of the rich man crying out from hell. And it came to pass that the beggar died, and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus, that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. Luke chapter 16, verses 22 through 24. Perhaps someone looked at the face of this rich man as he was prepared for burial and remarked that he was at peace now, never to suffer any more. How wrong their statement would have been. As they were saying beautiful words over his body, his soul was screaming from the pits of hell. Suffering does not end at death for a lost person. After 10 million years of eternity, he will still be burning. If you are spiritually lost and die in that condition, then you too will be doomed to a burning hell. You might wonder what you must do to escape this torment in hell. The answer is the same one that Jesus gave to Nicodemus. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. John chapter 3, verse 3. Just as you were born physically, you must be born spiritually to reach the portals of heaven. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John chapter 14, verse 6. You are not promised another day on this earth. Tomorrow might be too late. Now is the time to do something about your lost condition. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Right now, while there is still life in your body, will you repent of your sins and call upon Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save your soul? That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and verse 13. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. John chapter 1, verse 12. The decision is yours. Where will your soul be when they are preaching your funeral? Your life might end before another hour passes, and your soul might be somewhere for eternity. Will you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and be confident of everlasting life in heaven? If you will accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, please pray this prayer with all of your heart. Dear God, I admit I am a sinner going to hell. I know that I cannot save myself. I repent of my sins and put my faith in the blood that you shed for me on the cross to pay for all my sins. I now accept you as my Savior and trust you to take me to heaven. Thank you for saving me. Amen. Friend, if you have prayed that prayer, we would love to hear from you. And again, if you would like to order this track, it has been track number 102, titled After Death What? Thank you for listening today, and God bless.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?